are listening to the Project Weight Loss Podcast, where your best life is just one project away. And now, your host and life coach, Fina Perez.
Hello, everyone. So happy to be with you today. I'm really looking forward to the next few episodes. My honey recommended that I make them into a series, and I think that made a lot of sense. So that's what I'm going to do. The series is what I'm calling the trifecta of emotions that lead to our emotional eating or emotional triggers. And to me, those emotions are the emotions of boredom, anger, and anxiety. Fear is also very important, but I'm reserving that for a later time because I think fear is so primal to us. So I'm choosing to exclude it from these three for now. And today we will be unpacking boredom. But before that, how are you? How was your week? Was it boring or was it jammed, packed? So how was my week? Well, it was busy. Well, I'm usually busy, so not much different there. For starters, we're remodeling our sunroom. Well, my husband and his brother Chendo are remodeling, and Chendo's son-in-law who works in construction. So they're a trifecta of experts. Thank you to all three. I really appreciate them and all the work they're doing. So it's not easy stuff, and it's a lot of work. And on the hiking front, as you know, we're walking some of the most beautiful villages in France, and we're walking the Spanish countryside to get to the Cathedral Santiago de Compostela. We're walking what is called the Camino de Santiago in September, and you've heard me talk all about it. So this week, my sister San and I wanted to simulate that hike, the hour, the length, what we would be wearing, etc. And we hit a local park, the Pleasanton Ridge Park. Well, what we did not bargain for was adding about 500 elevation to our existing elevation of 1,800 feet to our hike, a very steep hill. And what it meant for us was that we ended up walking for 6.5 hours and approximately 2,400 feet elevation gain. Basically, a big mother of a hill climb. But you know what? It was okay. And what made it great was having my friend Susana there with us. Shout out to Susana, and having my bestie San, of course, on the hike. And the surprising part was no soreness the next day. And to me, my friend was probably okay because she went dancing afterwards. So this hike made me realize that I'm ready for Camino and that all of us are ready for our Caminos. Barring any major health setbacks or injuries, we're good to go. So we're keeping our vigilance up and our hopes high for our trip of a lifetime. And I saw and visited with my brother who was in town and another close family member. So it was a very engaging weekend for me. And a lot of emotions came up for me this week because so much was happening. So I thought, let's do something that will be helpful to you and to me. Let's talk about emotions. The emotions that if not dealt with, that I think can really derail our project weight loss. They become a risk. To our project plan. As I said, the trifecta of these emotions are boredom, anger, and anxiety. And I wanted to start with this first one of boredom that seems so benign on the surface. And in a way, it's a bit of an innocent emotion. Some dictionaries define boredom as a state of being. But I have to say that I see the definition a bit different than a state of who we are. I have to respectfully disagree here with them. I think this trifecta of emotions that I will cover over the next few weeks are not our state of being. They are not us. And to me, boredom specifically is an emotion that feels like a state of being, but is not a state of being in my perspective. It's like the Maestro Eckhart Tolle says about these type of emotions. He says, boredom, anger, sadness, or fear are not yours, not personal. They are conditions of the human mind. They come and they go. Nothing that comes and goes is you. End of quote. And to me, he has it right. That's how emotions are. They come and they go. And that's how thoughts are too. They come and they go. These emotions can manifest initially as one emotion and then move to the emotion of boredom. Let's say you feel a sense of restlessness or a thought stemming from something that seems tedious or monotonous. So from there, we get a feeling of being bogged down by weariness or disinterest, and that inevitably feeds into feeling bored. And so to me, there's three camps in the way we deal and see boredom. We either hate it, love it, or just let it be. We're at peace with it. And I want to start with the negative first and get that out of the way. So the negative is that when this emotion manifests, many times it does so in a way that we take it on as that's who we are, in that definition of a state of being. Or if we're with someone else, we may see them as boring. They're a boring person. But really, seeing someone else as boring is kind of like a manifestation of ourselves, right? Because if we're interesting in our minds, then it doesn't really matter how someone else presents. How can someone else make us bored? Really? And so along these lines of disliking this emotion, what happens is that for some, the boredom comes with the sense of restlessness. Something is amiss. And boy, we do not want to be amiss. We want to be right in the world, acting, being, doing, busy. And if we're not there with the busy, then what the heck? This emotion comes up and we want to run from it. We want to escape from it, right? It's as if there's a huge void that we have to fill immediately. We look to fill the void that boredom, we think, brings. Now, for those in the camp that boredom is an ill, then we have to squash it and get up and get going, because boredom is trapping us. Have you ever felt this way? Trapped this way? So that is a feeling. And I think that it's the feeling in our body. Our physiology, which is just our body giving us a signal, a vibration of some sort. And what happens is that we act from this physiological reaction. We act from this feeling. We don't sit with it. We move to escape from it. It's sticky and can even feel hot at times. And usually our actions are those actions that are not in our best interest, where we are not really being true to ourselves, not being present for our lives. Or we take a step further and we act to seek out the comfort of food, alcohol, drugs, porn, or some other outside stimulus. We look to fill the void of boredom. And what if we didn't? What if we didn't? And for me, I kind of like boredom. I want it in part because it seems so elusive to me. I have always been working one or two jobs, or working and going to school, or working and having a side business, and on it goes. So I want the kind of boredom that leads to innovation, creativity, and really a deep existence. It's a good kind of boredom. And that's the second camp. The one we really accept and see its value. We want that, right? It's the kind of boredom like when you're a little kid and you're outside out there and you're kind of trying to figure out what you're going to do, but you're going to play, but no one's around, or your friend is just as bored as you. And so you're both just sitting there bored. But usually for me, my mom didn't let me have friends. So usually it was me alone. So in those moments of boredom, I would climb my lemon tree in the yard and look for the softest branch and just sit there, sit with the silence. Hear the birds, see the bees, the butterflies, the wind moving the branches. I would sometimes try to figure out if I wanted a Meyer lemon or if I wanted just to sit and smell it. Especially when the flowers of the tree were blooming, you could smell those delicious Meyer lemon flowers. And there was no talking, just sitting, just being. And yes, sometimes a good book, but for the most part, it was just sitting. And I used to do this also on the roof. I would climb to the pitch of the roof like those ninja, beautifully exquisite Asian action movies where they float to the roof. I would feel like climbing the roof was like that seamless. It felt seamless to me. I would be there before you know it in the quiet and stillness. It wasn't an anxious type of a moment. It brings me to this idea of quiet and knowing you are not alone. I was not alone. I was in purposeful solitude. I was in my mind and in the moment, a moment of quiet reflection on whatever or on nothing. And it was all okay. In fact, it felt so freeing. And you know, it's not for everyone, and it's not even for me always. Most of the time, I see boredom as an opportunity to be intimate and present with myself, which is the third camp, where you are aware of the boredom, but don't really want it in the moment, and yet you understand it's enough to sit with it and be present with it. You see, it's important for me to not escape from it, for us not to escape from boredom, rather to seek the peace and opportunity that can come from it. And this is so important for our project weight loss, to not escape from these emotions, because so much of the time we're so overstimulated. Reminds me a bit of how we struggle with meditation, right? We seek that instant gratification. Just get to the point. Tell me your meditative message, or tell me how to breathe and relax. Tell me all the details, everything figured out so I can just meditate right. I want it all in a tidy little package. We want to have everything at our disposal, or at least I do. And I'm confessing this, but I think many of us do this unconsciously. We want the answer, the easy stimulus. For example, we're in line at the grocery store and we reach for the magazine. And in this process, we pop a few of the candy bars or chips that are right there, very strategically placed for us because they know we will be bored looking, searching, and finding the comfort. And so in they go, on the belt or on the cart, the goodies. Or we start the social media scrolling, the messaging. We just can't stay with the boredom, the stillness. Or what about when you just finish the task? You're done and you sit down finally for a moment and but that moment is all too quick. What happens? Well, we turn on the TV. We start thinking, where's the remote? Or we go over to the computer, to the YouTubes, the messaging, all the things we seek to entertain us. The phone, where's my phone, right? To stimulate us. So much for boredom. We bore easily. There's boredom with our food plan too, with the way we do things. We don't want a boring relationship. We don't want boring projects at work. We don't want a boring friend. We don't want any of these things because we think they're boring. But could it be that really it's just familiarity? And I think about projects and I think about how there's so much fatigue. So right now I'm in the process of managing our new strategic plan. And it really goes to this idea. When someone doesn't like something, they confuse it with a boredom or a fatigue. Or it's something that we've been doing for 5 years and so it's familiarity. This is where the confusion of emotions come in. And so boredom is that space that starts out a little bit uncomfortable. You know, I've shared with my close circle of friends that for the longest time, I've been wanting to go to a silent retreat, looking for that moment of being present and just true peace and reflection. Not easy. Oh, not easy. And it's not for everyone, especially for someone like me that talks all the time and is so overstimulated with all the things I do and all the people I see and everything that happens. And by no means is this a complaint. It just is. So for me to go and be silent, whew. And I think as I shared with you, my life has been filled with so much. When I was growing up, I think of a full house of 8 kids. Think the Brady Bunch. So busy, so full, so much noise. So I would go and sit in the lemon tree, as I mentioned, to get away from the noise. But then I would sit in that itchy kind of boredom, and then that boredom would move eventually to peace and calm. I would rejuvenate in those moments of peace. So think about that. I ask you now, what will your project plan be when boredom comes your way? Knowing ahead of time that you will be bored, that you're going to have those moments of that frenetic and sticky boredom, and it will be coupled with other emotions. And so what are you going to do? Are you going to want to escape it? Or will you face it, see it, be present with it? Because to me, when you're bored, there's the potential that your true self comes out. You get to be present with you. And here's the thing, the truer, The more honest and the more present you are with yourself, with your existence, the more power and peace you gain over yourself, over your existence. To me, this is intimacy. And from here comes the innovation, the curiosity, the manifestation of your life in this pause of boredom. And this is a skill that we can hone and a discipline almost. And it can start with this boredom. Will you find intimacy with yourself? So think ahead of time. What is it that you will choose when boredom comes? Will you accept that silence and find peace? What will you manifest? So this week, I'm going to do something a little bit different. I will leave you this week with three quotes. The three ways we can choose to see boredom. One displays the aversion that we have to boredom at times. And that one is by one of my all-time favorite authors, Paulo Coelho. And he shares his perspective, his choice of how he sees this emotion. The second is that of loving it, of seeing that deep potential in it. Again, a perspective. And this one by Nancy Gibbs. And the last one is just the possibility of letting it be. So my dear friend, here we go. Boredom is not in the world, but in the way. Paulo Coelho. Or be bored and see where it takes you. Because the imagination's dusty wilderness is worth crossing if you want to sculpt your soul. Nancy Gibbs. Boredom is just your heart calling you. And if you're present with it, the way of the world will reveal itself to you. Fina Perez. I hope that at some point this week, you get to feel the emotion of boredom and seek that intimacy with yourself and your loved ones. Love you so much.
Hey, thanks for listening. If you're ready to achieve your weight loss goal and grow into your most authentic and amazing self along the way, check out our website at projectweightloss.org. See you there.